This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, you know what? I do appreciate the time you spent with me. You know, again, you need to get involved in all sides of the conversation. You need to pay attention to what other people are saying, because you cannot. You cannot argue somebody's point. You cannot argue with somebody or discuss with somebody, whatever you want to call it, unless you have a clue as to what what they believe. All right? Unless you understand what they believe and how they approach things, I don't know how you can have an intelligent conversation with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, where was I? God, I hate when I do that. Oh, yeah. Here we go. This is my favorite one. I love these because I don't get it. I love them because I don't get them. So apparently, there's a women's group that want to protest the GOP convention. You know, I mean, really, frankly, that's because the conservatives are, you know, we've all got jobs. That's why we don't protest the Democratic convention. Let them go do their thing. See, we believe in freedom of speech, right? Now, the women that want to protest the event, the only thing is that they want permission to go naked. I don't know why. In 2016, Republican National Convention is slated to be pretty interesting. Given the presumptive nominee is already facing serious backlash from certain GOP leaders, and now this is what makes it even better. There'll be nudity there at the convention. Yeah, at a GOP convention, there's going to be nudity. Who knew? Now, New York-based artist Spencer Tunick just announced that he needs 100 women to pose nude in front of a Quicken Loans arena in Cleveland, welcoming Donald Trump. He explains to the Inquirer magazine that the women will also hold large rounded mirrors to show a reflection of ourselves and the world around us. I could never have imagined there would be such a heightened attention to male versus female dynamic on this Cleveland juggernaut of a convention. But I feel like doing this will sort of, you know, calm all the senses. Bring it back to the body and to the purity. Huh? What? He's lost me. No, really, bring it back to the body and the purity? The art of installation titled Everything She Says Means Everything is for his 9 and 11-year daughters. I mean, this is a book that this is written in for him. He goes on to say, touting equality among the sexes in a progressive world, which he envisions for his daughters, Tunick believes that his art will have impacts. So a progressive world means protesting naked, because naked drives, I don't know what point it drives home. I haven't got a clue yet. I'll tell you what, if I protest naked, ain't nobody showing up. I'm sure there'll be a lot of young men showing up at the protest to cheer the women on and to make sure that they are allowed to do what they want to do, don't you think? I feel like 100 women lighting up the sky of Cleveland will send this ray of knowledge onto the cityscape. I think it will enlighten not only the delegates, but set the vibe of the weekend. It'll set the tone. You know, he doesn't need to find volunteers. He probably just could hire 100 hookers. They'll have no problem going naked. They'd like to make an extra few bucks, right? Tunic's installation, installation is undoubtedly a clear message to the Trump that women should be valued by the billionaire businessman. Yeah, isn't it ironic that the way he wants to show they should be valued is by asking them to be naked? So they should be valued for their nakedness. Is that how that works? Now, the funny thing about this is that you latch on to one or two stories by females who can't stand him, maybe have worked for him in the past. I mean, God forbid, they might have done something wrong, but we can't say that. But the hundreds of women that do work for him, that see him as giving them a chance, as giving them an option, an opportunity that they wouldn't have had with anybody else, that we can't talk about. That we can't tout. That we can't put out there, right? Nearly 50% of the female Republican voters told NBC News in March they couldn't imagine voting for Trump. That doesn't mean they wouldn't. They couldn't. Many more of those women couldn't imagine voting for Hillary. Or actually, their words, no way, no how, hell no. Women who want to participate can be from either political party, Tunick explains. He says it's far from a protest. It is a representative artwork. Who knows what will happen? Well, I can tell you what's going to happen. With 100 naked women around, somebody's going to get hurt. And I'm just guessing. I'm not suggesting. I'm not asking for it. I'm just making a comment. Tunick has been organizing sizable nude in what he calls installations since the early 90s, seemingly stirring up controversy wherever he goes. Trump has yet to publicly comment on his latest welcoming committee. Why bother? To coin a phrase from a movie I actually do like, stupid is as stupid does. No, seriously. What does this prove? That you can get 100 naked women out there for someone? Is that what it proves? Because, again, you know, I'm not so sure they're all volunteers, are you? We'll be back in a few minutes with Michael Housum. You know, I have him on every week, my libertarian buddy. You gotta help him out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Thank you so much for being with me. Don't go far. Michael joins us in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOEY, 855-732-5563. I don't even get the naked story. I really don't get it. I don't see the point. Makes no sense to me. But somebody sent me a story during the break. I got to tell you, I love this. And this is something somewhat of what I would have done. You ever been around, and I love when people say something to me about this because I can come back real easy, but you're around one of those kids in the supermarket, mommy or daddy or mommy and daddy or mommy or whatever. Anyhow, the kid's out of control. The parent does absolutely nothing about it. Johnny, knock it off. Come on, don't do this to me. Don't embarrass me in the store. Yeah, like he cares. Right? Why? Because you wouldn't buy him a toy or a certain candy bar or let him grab a certain favorite box of cereal. And you're thinking to yourself, but man, I can only imagine what it's like at home. And don't write me any emails about how you don't agree with me and I'm wrong and I don't understand children. I have four of them. Okay? Four children. And because I hate it when people, when they let their kids run around a restaurant, you know what? It's not cute. Your kid running up to my table going, what are you eating? What are you eating? What are you eating? It's not cute. What's cute is this kid sitting in the booth with you behaving himself. And we all have those moments. I get it. Once in a while, different story. Well, you're one of those parents that thinks your kid should be able to run around, do whatever they want to do in a store, in a supermarket, and wherever. Now, you're wrong. You know, in a restaurant. So, you know, we've all experienced that unruly kid in a public place. But one man was just fed up with the child whining. And he took matters into his own hands. Got a little revenge he did. Now, the man who shared his story on Reddit said that he was in a long line at Burger King when a mother and a child got in the line before him. The child, he said, was acting up from the moment he arrived into the fast food chain. The kid was out of control, screaming, punching his mother, throwing around a Game Boy whenever something didn't go right in the game. One person wrote, the mother didn't seem to pay any attention to him, and his continued yelling of, I want an blanking pie, well, that right there would have been a problem for me. My kid wouldn't even have said that, seriously. After about 5 minutes on the line with these people behind me, he said, I got a headache from this kid. I mean, a full-on migraine. The man explained that he tried to get to the mother to take her child out of the line, but she wouldn't do it. And she responded nasty to him. I calmly turned and asked her nicely if she could please calm or quiet her child down. Immediately she gets up into my face telling me I can't tell her nothing about raising her child and to mind my own business. Well, when your child's in my space yelling in my face, it is my business. I nod and turn around and she's still yelling at the back of my head. And when the child cries out again, he wants a pie. The mother consoles him, calling him sweetie, and assuring him that he'll get his pies for lunch because she loves him so much. The plaint continued for several minutes until the man got to the front of the line, realizing he couldn't just let the obnoxious child off the hook. He did something that would ensure he'd learn a lesson. All I could think of is how the people behind me ruined my splurge and gave me this headache. I then decided to ruin their day. I ordered every pie they had left in addition to my burgers. Turned out to be 23 pies in total. I take my order. I walk towards the exit, he wrote. Moments later, I hear the woman yelling, what do you mean you don't have any more pies left? Who bought them all? I turn around and see the cashier pointing me out with the woman shooting me a death glare. I stand there, pull out a pie, and slowly start eating it. He said, I stared back at her. She starts running towards me, but can't get me because of the other lineups in the food court. I turned around and slowly walked away. Now, I know some of you think this is terrible and mean and what have you. But really, and this is the way I always felt with my kids, I don't have a right to infringe on your space. If your kid's out of control and unruly, don't allow him or her to go to these things. You know, take them on the line and say, look, if you can't behave, we can't go to these places. Right? And walk away. This is kind of nasty, but I read a story a couple of months ago about a guy that was in Target. And he ran into this little boy that was swearing at his mom. I mean, being utterly nasty and swearing at his mom in Target. I don't even get that. I don't get why any parent lets their child get away with that. You know, even if you're okay with cuss words, how about the mere fact that he's so disrespecting you? It's just wrong. So anyhow, he said that as the mother, you know, the kid threw something, what have you, the mother went to get it. The kid was leaning down, picking up something off the shelf. And he said he walked over to the kid or near the kid, turned around, bent over to pick something up, and he released some gas right in the middle of the kid, right there, right next to the kid's face. And when the kid realized what had happened, he just started wailing and crying and screaming to his mother, saying the man just farted in my face. Right? The mother went off on the guy, and he said, I don't know what you're talking about. The little man's obviously lying to you. But just the mere fact, I wish I could see that kid's face. Wouldn't that be great? These children that don't honor their moms, that don't respect their mothers, if this dad's at home and they don't step in, then shame on their dads. Seriously. And you moms that are single moms, my mom was a single mom for a while, so I don't want to hear about it. I know a lot of moms that were single moms for a while. The bottom line with it is you make your kids be respectful towards you. You don't let your kids get away with disrespecting you. Because that's the beginning of the end. I got news for you. You're setting that kid up for all kinds of issues, all kinds of trouble. Well, here's a surprise. This just in. Apparently, traffic fatalities involving marijuana seem to have skyrocketed in the states that legalized it. That can't be right. You know what? It's got to be a conservative writer who's writing just to make it look like smoking under the influence of dope is bad for you. It's got to be, right? Now, is marijuana bad for you? Well, actually, it can be fatal for you. Because people are now driving while stoned in these states. Now, according to the Washington State Marijuana Impact Report, the incidence of marijuana-impaired driving... You ready for this one? Okay, chat room, you're so smart over there. What do you think the percentage of driving fatalities have gone up? Now, we're coming up on a break. I want to see your answers when I come back. If you don't answer, I'm going to kick you out of the chat room. How do you like that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's come on, sing along. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I got to tell you, you know, you heard the giggle in the background. Michael Howsam joins me here on The Real Side, as he does every week. I always have a good time when he is on the show with me. Michael, thanks for joining me tonight.
Well, I'm really, really happy to be here, man. Thank you.
And you're not smoking dope and driving, right? I mean...
No, I am not. Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
Well, good. Yeah. So anyway, all you pot advocates out there, all right? I've got a couple things I want to say. First of all, for those of you who are going to write me and tell me, well, you just don't care if people feel better when they're sick. Yeah, actually, I do. My understanding, and we're going to do a show around it some night, is that pot, marijuana, whatever you want to call it, in oil form is much better for you than smoking form in more ways than one. So if you want to sell me or you want me to buy into the fact that the marijuana is good for people who have certain illnesses, okay, I'll concede, but it's much better in oil form, and the smoke won't hurt your lungs. If you get rid of the smoke, you won't be bothering your lungs. But we were talking about how AAA did a study, and in the states that now have legalized marijuana usage, one state in particular has had a fatal driving accident rise rate, of 122%.
Now, unbelievable. 100%. That is nuts.
Well, look at what's the, you know, is, here we go. I'm going to get in trouble for this. But, you know, in the 70s, when I partook of the green substance, you guys know as well as I do, in most cases, you get kind of laid back. You know what I'm saying? You're just kind of relaxing. It is no way to drive. Because when something happens or something comes up and you got to make a move, other than the minor hallucinations you might have, right? You've got to be quick on the brake. You've got to be quick on the gas. You've got to be quick to doing something. How can you do that when you're smoking dope?
No idea. Now, I will say this. I have a friend of mine.
Yes?
That his wife is going through some health issues. And her doctor, and it was not one of these like walk-in fake clinics. With
you mean that, You mean next to the bar that's next to the tattoo shop that's next to the massage parlor, and then you have the clinic for the... I know what you're saying, yeah.
Or that just happens to be on the beach in Venice, like every 6 feet, right? Or on Ventura Boulevard, there's a, you know, a health clinic in green letters every 50 feet on Ventura Boulevard.
That's right.
No, like her real doctor that she's been going to for 20-some years. And she's a nurse, too, so she knows this stuff. Anyway, the guy said, look, you know what you need is marijuana. So what she did is she went out and got some edibles, and then she got the liquid form and puts it in a vape mod. So she's taking it in her lungs because that's a great way to get it in your system. But doing it with vapor, there's no combustion, and it has none of the harmful effects.
Well, yeah, there you go. See that?
Yeah.
So there are better ways. But there needs to be, even with medical marijuana usage, I'm sorry, you still have to have laws that say you can't drive under the influence of marijuana or anything else. I don't care if it's legal or not. Right? I mean, you got to have some kind of rules. You got to have some kind of ways for people not to endanger others.
Right. Now, are there... Let me ask you this, because I don't know the answer to this.
Well...
Have they figured out a way, you know, roadside? Like, I mean, you can they got a blow test. They got a bunch of different ways that they can... approximate and calibrate for alcohol content. Do they have something like that for marijuana, number one?
I think if you can't open your eyelids to more than the size of a dime, you're probably under the influence of marijuana, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, here's where we are probably going to have an argument, because the libertarian in me, I do not think that there should be any laws against that have any sort of substance levels. Like, I think the argument about 0.07, 0.08, 1.0 for alcohol is absurd. I think any kind of alcohol content in the blood or any kind of pot content or anything else, I think all of those things are absurd.
What's the measure point then?
If you're not driving safe. You could be blowing a 0.02 with alcohol. You know, just basically spilled some on your tongue. But if your driving is impaired, you should be busted. That's what I think. I think the issue is unsafe or impaired driving.
Okay, well, so because this argument can go on all day from a standpoint of what's unsafe or impaired.
Well, that's what...
Okay, because I'm going to say, look, I'm a big, hefty guy, and Michael is standing next to me. Now, he could have two beers would wipe him out, make him undrivable, where I could have six because I'm going to absorb so much more.
Okay, but here's the thing, is that I think that's totally beside the point. I think that if you're driving down the road and you're weaving,
yeah,
if you're not driving safe, you actually right now could get ticketed for not driving safe, and the alcohol issue would have nothing to do with it.
Oh, sure.
So I think that should be the way it is all the way around. And that completely and totally takes all of that junk off the table.
Well, I'd have to think about that. Now, according to the impact report from AAA in 2014, youth under the age of 20... Because, you know, they're so smart, you know. They made up 45% of these accidents. And the number of calls to the Washington Poison Center has increased by 80% after legalization.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious. But, you know, if you would do some, you know, people that think most of this stuff is okay and it doesn't really affect anybody, you really should do some research on what's going on in Colorado. You know, where certain groups have, they've increased populations in certain areas. There's more people on welfare. You know, this stuff has an effect, and it has a negative effect. So I don't know. I'm not in for total regulation, but, man, without any boundaries, this stuff is just crazy.
Wow.
You know? Cheech and Chong are, you know, in there. Hey, they're dancing around. They're so happy now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, Mr. Michael, you know, today I had the pleasure of hosting somebody else's show during the day, and we got me a call from Alaska on that show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, we're a pretty liberal state. And the person...
Anyways, maybe.
Well, I mean, compared to, you know, some of the things that you and I have seen in other areas. But here's the bottom line with it. Because I had been going off on how you know, conservatives are moaning and groaning about, you know, Donald Trump and this and that and the other thing and what have you. And we can't support him and we can't do this and we can't do that. And I say, okay, great. So now we're going to spend all our money telling us why we shouldn't support what may be the only Republican nominee because he's not enough of a Republican. Are we going to throw our money behind Mrs. Clinton? Are we going to, I mean, what do we do now? I mean, we just give up, right? We throw in the towel, we give up, we go to hell with it, we'll see what happens in 4 years. Is that what we do?
Well, there's a couple things we do. Number one is I think that the wise thing, I don't know if you saw this, Charles C.W. Cook wrote this a couple days ago, expressing his surprise at Bobby Jindal and Rick Perry and guys like that, suggesting that they should have kept their powder dry because there's a lot of time between now and the general election, number one. And he points out, by coming out and endorsing Trump right now, what if Trump, and it's not hard to imagine this, what if Trump totally blows up doing something stupid? So that's one thing to do, is even if you think, okay, I'm going to end up pulling the lever for Trump, and the only reason you're pulling the lever for Trump is that you buy the idea, if I don't vote for Trump, I'm ultimately voting for Hillary, right?
Right.
Which would be guys like Dennis Prager has already said this. My buddy Nick Searcy has said this. My buddy Kurt Schlichter has said this. All of them have said that the idea of voting for Donald Trump is awful, with the exception of voting for Hillary Clinton. So one thing is just keep your mouth shut and wait. The other thing, and this was interesting, Tom Sowell wrote about this last week, is that if neither candidate gets to 270, the election goes to the House, which is how Thomas Jefferson became president. It was the 18th ballot in the House of Representatives that Thomas Jefferson became the president of the United States. Okay? Obviously, we're going back a few years.
Yeah, a couple anyway, yeah.
216 years. But that being said, there is some thought to either A, picking an off-ballot or third-party candidate, trying to identify an important state, such as perhaps Florida or Ohio or California or New York or Illinois or Michigan, some of the populous big states that are necessary for one or the other to win.
You're going to have to hold that thought. We got to go to a break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Michael Hausman has joined me. Don't go far. We've got a lot to talk about in the next segment.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Never mind it. Chin up.
That's right. Both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I don't know if you are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, always appreciate the time you spend with me. I don't care if you spend the first hour, second hour, whatever it is. I appreciate the time you spend. I more appreciate the time that you're engaged. So if you hop up on the website, you go into the chat room. Now, I know there's lurkers in there. I love to make fun of you because there's a couple of you in there that don't, you know, you sign in. You go in as guests, but you don't say anything. And I know you're in there because later on Facebook, you say nasty things about stuff that I said. I don't get it. That's like keying somebody's car at 2 o'clock in the morning while they're sleeping. You sneak in their driveway and key their car. You're nothing but a coward. If you got something to say, just say it. We'll discuss it. Or is that what you're afraid of? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Michael Howsam joins me as he does every week, and I always enjoy the time we get to spend together on the air. Michael, thanks for joining me, and tell people where they can hear your wonderful show at that ungodly hour of the morning.
You know what, man? There was a guy named Joe Messina that got his fanny up early one morning, and he was a great guest.
I appreciate that. Was that my father?
Yeah. Funny. It was... The best place to find all the links and details is houserules.us, HAUS rules.us, and it's live from 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning every single day. Like tomorrow, for example, I've got Kira Davis on, but also every other Friday I have a segment with an attorney called Ask the Counselor, and we talk about legal issues.
Yeah.
Or Supreme Court or other legal issues. And I just started another one 3 weeks ago that's on Wednesdays that's called the Constitutional Soundbite. And there's a buddy of mine in Chicago. He's also an attorney, but his passion is the Constitution.
Yep.
He's written tons of books about it, used to have his own radio show about it. He speaks around the country about the Constitution. He comes on, and for 15 minutes every Wednesday, we quickly are walking through his constitutional soundbite book, issues related to the Constitution. So it's not all politics. It's
right.
Culture, politics,
good.
You know, lots of stuff.
Yeah, I've had him on my show a couple times, too. You know, I love the guy as well.
You have Sestokas on?
Yeah. Have you seen his obviously, you've seen his brochures and the book covers and what have you. I think it's kind of cool. You know, I'm not...
Yeah.
Yeah. When you see what's his name, Thomas Jefferson and those guys with headphones on, you go, wait, what is that about?
Yeah.
So, always cool with him.
Yep.
The, now see, I forgot what I was going to... Oh, we were talking about the third candidate thing.
Oh.
Before the break.
Yeah, and let me just conclude.
I think that's just such a bad idea, but that's my own personal opinion.
And typically I agree with Michael Medved about the Losertarian Party. Although, when I read the platform of the Libertarian Party, or when I go to Austin Peterson's website, I agree with that guy more than anybody running for anything in the country. But the point is not at all that a Libertarian candidate, like whether it's Gary Loser Johnson or Austin Peterson or John McAfee, who's amazing, it's not that I'm interested.
Wait a minute. John McAfee? You talking about the virus guy?
Did you see the interview with Heath about him?
You're talking about the virus guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Talk about a businessman with political conviction that I could get behind, totally get behind John.
I think he's got a substance abuse problem, but that's just my personal opinion.
Well, at least it isn't substance that he applies to the color to his skin to make it look like one of the fruits that I have for breakfast.
Hey, orange is the new, somebody said it earlier, whatever, yeah. There you go.
It's a good TV show. Yeah. Anyway, the point of that is not that a Libertarian Party candidate has a chance in hell of being the president, but if wisely done, it could deny both of the loser candidates 270 and put it into the House and maybe possibly have an opportunity for somebody with some sort of conservative principles, as opposed to... Well, I mean, right now, let's face it. We've got two untrustworthy statists. One's a D and one's an R. And
right.
you have to pick for yourself which one you think is actually a bigger threat, either to the country or to the party or to conservatism or whatever is your priority. Obviously, you listen to Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is mostly concerned about the party. You listen to a guy like Ben Howe or Jonah Goldberg. Their concern is the future of conservatism in the country. And you kind of have to pick your poison. Do you care more about the country, the party, the movement, and then to figure out strategically which one, you know, and I can argue it every single way. Hillary Clinton is less likely to get stuff through a Republican Congress than Donald Trump would. On the other hand, the first woman, she's going to have so much inertia behind her to guarantee that she's a successful president. Donald Trump, he's not going to get through a conservative House. On the other hand, he's the party leader, and they're going to want to do everything they can to help him. I mean, I can argue back and forth on the thing all day long in terms of strategy.
And apparently you can do it all by yourself, too, without
a problem. I can do it without even the sound of my own voice.
I am so tired of all the political garbage, okay? I'm just telling you. I sit here and I listen to all sides of the argument, as you do when you bring people on. I don't bring people that are exactly on the same page as I am, but I'm right back to again. Are we gonna self destruct again? Are we gonna do it again? You know, I got news for you. I know people say this all the time. They just say it because they want to think they're big shots, but I do have friends in Washington. I have friends in D.C. I have friends at the Capitol building. They've been telling me for weeks, for months now. That Trump, they know that Trump's numbers, that he beats Hillary. He will beat Hillary in the general election. They've known about it. They don't want to put it out. They don't want people to know that he has a chance. They want to tank him. They want him to fail because they're afraid of him. Whether he's a good president or not is not where I'm going with this. But the Republican establishment is petrified of him, and not because he may ruin the Republican. Well, you can't ruin the Republican reputation, but he may ruin the Republicans, but because he will not play ball with them. He will not do what they want him to do. I don't know if that's so bad anymore.
Well, okay. That part, the only part of the Trump argument, the pro-Trump argument I get, the only one that I get is that particular one there, that it's a big, huge, fat middle finger to the establishment insider Washington cartel. That's the only argument I get. That being said, is he the right horse to ride, given all of the rest of this stuff that about him that I loathe so much? You see what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. I hear the angst. I hear the frustration. I'm going to sit on my mantra that you guys get crazy with me over. We're a bunch of hypocrites. We're just a bunch of hypocrites. We screamed for years that we want our voices to be heard. Do the will of the people. If the people voted for it or vote against it or what have you, then so it should be. And I don't want to hear that Trump, you know, we go squeezing like the Dems do. We go searching and scratching and twisting and pulling to say, well, no, Trump didn't really get the majority of the Republican vote. Yes, he did. Because if you flip these around and you put Trump in Cruz's shoes and Cruz in Trump's shoes, you'd be screaming glory hallelujah that, you know, the people spoke. Cruz is our man. It's a hypocritical argument, and I'm tired of it. I really just am tired of it.
Yeah, and I get that. The reality is that there's one guy standing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can point out that he hasn't received a majority of all the votes so far and blah, blah, blah. But there's one guy standing.
That's right.
And it's Donald Trump.
And if all that crap he said was wrong, and listen, did I tell you this last week? Did you hear all the interviews that were going on with the coal miners, right? And, you know, a boatload of the coal miners, and I mean a boatload that were at this event, said, look, I'm a lifelong Democrat, okay? I vote D all the time. I'm voting for Donald Trump. And the reason I'm voting for Donald Trump is he may suck as a president, but of all the candidates, he's the only one that said, I'll put you guys back to work. We'll get you jobs. We'll put you back to work. We'll turn the coal industry around.
Okay, that right there, I understand in terms of getting votes, that's great.
Yeah.
But
can he do it?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But listen to your argument. How many of these boneheads that run for president, including Cruz, can really do 100% of what they say they're going to do? How much of their rhetoric is simply that? It's just get me elected rhetoric.
I totally agree. And the thing is, though, about this one is that some of them, like the whole wall thing, you and I know for a fact the wall that he's describing that he wants to get built cannot be built.
You don't think he can do beautiful doors on the wall?
No. The fact is, I'm sure you've seen that video about the places in the country right now where there's parts of the United States that are on the other side of the wall and the river moves.
Sure.
And there is, I mean... If the laws of physics will have to be suspended, number one. And then you pile in this Mexico is going to pay for it. Guarantee. It's just.
I hear you. We can have a field day with that. But listen, house them. I, We're up against the time. I hate this. I have such good conversations with you. We're up against the time. Tell people again, because, you know, the ones that listen to me are very old and can't remember 7 minutes. Where can I find you?
HouseRules.us. HAUSRules.us.
Yeah, the .us is the most exciting part of that. Anyway, I'm Joe Mastina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Remember, we're here all week. Head up to the website, therealside.com, and you can get information on stations, times, and all of that. Have a great rest of the day. We're here tomorrow. You better be, too.